Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder in Mississippi. Workers at a warehouse in Olive Branch, Mississippi, applauding as the first pallets of Moderna's newly authorized coronavirus vaccine head for shipping trucks. The trucks are to roll out today, and doses of the Moderna vaccine expected to begin arriving at hospitals tomorrow morning. Moderna's vaccine, now the second vaccine alongside Pfizer's, to be distributed in the U.S. Residents who live in long-term care facilities around the country starting to receive coronavirus vaccinations. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports on how the federal government is using CVS and Walgreens to reach this group.
Residents of long-term care facilities have been really hard hit by the pandemic. They represent 6% of cases, but nearly 40% of deaths. And that's why CDC included them, along with healthcare workers, in the first phase of vaccine distribution. Rena Shaw is a vice president at Walgreens, which had providers giving the first shots at a few sites on Friday.
Even as we're administering the vaccination, there are staff members that are cheering and celebrating for every dose administered to the resident.
She says the full vaccination campaign kicks off on Monday at 800 long-term care facilities. There are an estimated 3 million long-term care residents across the country. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
Texas has the second highest death toll from the pandemic. The state this weekend topping 25,000 deaths with COVID-19. Cases still surging and hospitalizations are rising, but Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports the governor there says there will be no more business closures.
Governor Greg Abbott has emphasized the gradual rollout of vaccines and the development of new treatments for COVID-19. He says there will be no statewide business closures, and Attorney General Ken Paxton has sued local governments that try to implement their own. But as Texas passes 25,000 deaths, the situation in hospitals continues to get worse. Of the state's approximately 7,800 staffed intensive care beds, only 1,200 are open as of Friday, according to federal data. More than 100 intensive care units are at or over capacity. Texas saw multiple records for daily confirmed cases in recent days, and nearly 10,000 people are hospitalized with the virus.
British Health Minister Matt Hancock said today that tighter restrictions in London and southeast England could stay in place for some time. The government has reversed plans to ease curbs for Christmas because of a new coronavirus strain that is said to be highly contagious.
Well, one of the reasons that we brought in very strict travel restrictions saying you shouldn't leave a tier four area, you should stay at home, is to try to prevent this from spreading across the rest of the country and indeed to other parts of the world that don't already have it.
Germany and France reported to be considering limiting flights from the UK. Belgium and the Netherlands started banning flights today. This is NPR News. There's been a car bomb blast in the Afghan capital. The Interior Ministry says the explosion killed at least 9 people, including a member of Afghanistan's parliament. There has been no claim of responsibility. There has been, though, a sharp rise in violence as the Afghan government and the Taliban hold peace talks aimed at ending the nearly 20-year-long war. The National Hockey League and its players have reached a tentative deal to return to play. Dan Karpachuk reports that now the league is trying to determine if Canadian teams will only play in Canada.
The proposed deal would include a 56-game schedule for the 2020-2021 season and would begin on January 13th. There would be no exhibition games. Under the agreement, league divisions would be realigned to include a 7-team all-Canadian division that would play only in Canada with no cross-border travel. For that to work, it would need approval from health authorities in Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, Alberta, and British Columbia. Discussions are still underway on that issue. But if the NHL is not allowed to play north of the border because of Canada's health measures, the teams would have to relocate to the U.S. The Players Association has approved the deal. The league's Board of Governors has yet to vote. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The New Year's Day college football semifinal at the Rose Bowl is being moved. Organizers say the game will be played at the home of the Dallas Cowboys in Texas because of pandemic restrictions in California. California banned spectators at sporting events amid the rise in infections. The decision was announced last night. The playoff field is scheduled to be announced today. I'm Joel Snyder. This is NPR News.